to begin my assault on Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. Now, I really do love the holidays, and I love Christmas. I love everything about it, the music, the movies, the celebration, the gifts, and most of all, I love spending time with family. So in that sense, this story is dedicated to my grandmother. The one thing that I absolutely hated about the holidays. You probably thought that was going in a different direction. But no, like, okay, so hear me out. I loved my grandmother, but I hated her at the same time because she was the worst when it came to Christmas. One, she never got you anything good. It was nothing that you ever asked for. It was things like a partially used McDonald's gift card. And I didn't even know that that was a thing. Or just a card that said, "I love you, and so does Jesus." Which I guess is a pretty important takeaway. But no, she was terrible. She didn't drive, so we had to go all the way across town to pick her up to come all the way back to the house. And I just wanted to open my presents. And then when she got there, she had to be helped up the steps. The nerve of her to need help. And then once she got into the house, she needed to eat the turkey butt. Which, why is that a part of the turkey? But before she did anything else, somebody had to go give her the turkey butt. And then she would sit there and eat it, and we hadn't eaten for 2.5 weeks. But she got to eat the turkey butt. And then finally, we would get presents from her. And the one thing that she was consistent in was spelling my name horribly, horribly wrong every single year. And I know what you're thinking. They, them, tie seems pretty simple to spell. But spoiler alert, that is not my Christian name. My first name is actually a lot more difficult to spell. Just ask my grandmother. But she never spelt it right. And it pissed me off, or like upset me. I guess I was a child, so I didn't say pissed off. But it pissed me off to no end. And my mom would not let me correct her at all. And so one year, we were filling out cards and tags for the gifts that my mom brought for my grandmother, but said was from us. And so I took a pen and just wrote my name really big on the tag, all capital letters, so she would know how to spell my name next time. And then I gave it to my mom, and she promptly threw it away. And then she had me write my name smaller. Even though my grandmother was the absolute worst for Christmas, there are still things that kind of make me laugh when I think about it. After everybody gathered and we like said grace, we always had to like go and get my grandmother her insulin because she had diabetes. And I didn't know what diabetes was. I just thought that it meant if you didn't have Pepsi, then you would get really mad at my mom. And not come over ever again. Once I grew up, I realized that that was just a fun game that they were playing called passive aggressiveness and childhood trauma. (Laughter) But no, my grandmother, she loved Pepsi, absolutely loved it. Would not drink Coke, would not drink Diet Pepsi, just straight Pepsi. Pepsi and insulin all the time. And then she always had one of us make her plate for her. And I would give her like reasonable size portions. And she would be like, no, take that back and get a second plate if you need to. And I would just look at my mom like, are we gonna pretend that grandma doesn't have a problem? Cool. And then she would want gravy on everything, but she didn't call it gravy. She called it gravery. And the first time she did it, I was like, did grandma just have a stroke? But then she did it again, and I was like, okay, this is just what we're doing. Okay. And again, my mom would not let me correct her. So we just also had to say gravery. The worst. You all agree now. I see it. But my grandma was killed in 2020. I know, right? Look at that. And not by COVID, unfortunately. But we did lose her in 2020. And it wasn't until that point that I realized how much I loved her being around during the holidays. Because when I was little, I thought she was just mean, right? But then when I became an adult, I realized that she was just old. Because I'm old now too, and I hate children. And I also will drink nothing but Pepsi at the holidays. But no, I got a real understanding for her in my adult years. And I miss her a lot. Because there's no one else in the world that will ever say gravery again. Except somebody might take that home tonight and use that. But more importantly than that, I realize that no one is ever gonna misspell my name the way that she did. And I miss that, actually. I miss the way that she screwed up my name. And I realize, as Jessica said, I am a trans and queer comedian, and I'm in the process of doing my gender affirmation journey. And I realize, as I get further and further into my journey, there are less and less people out there who know me, or the me that was before the me now. Less and less people out there that know how to misspell my name. And that's the one thing that I miss about the holidays. So like I said, this is a story dedicated to my grandma, who I miss so, so much. Thank you.